back home now, and the Employment Relations Authority has ruled that TVNZ breached its collective employment agreement when it axed a number of programs. 68 staff from Midday Tonight, Fair Go, Sunday and Re were made redundant, prompting the union Air2 to lodge a complaint with the ERA. In a decision released late this afternoon, the ERA has directed TVNZ to go into mediation with the union. If this doesn't succeed in resolving the dispute, it says a compliance order will be issued. Joining me now is Air2 negotiator Michael Wood. Kia ora, Michael. What does this actually mean? Do they get to keep their jobs in the meantime?
Evening, Lisa. Yes, the determination from the ERA is a very clear one. It's clear in that TVNZ did not follow its own collective agreement. It has therefore not properly had a redundancy process here, and any redundancy notices that have been issued are therefore not valid. So that's a good one, and we're very keen to get into mediation next week to try and get a mutually agreeable outcome, something I might say we have sought on a number of occasions and has been refused by TVNZ, so that we can finally get a sustainable future for TVNZ instead of this current botched process.
So those staff who were due to finish the last two programs, I think, you know, were their last shows this week, they're still on the payroll, are they? Do they turn up to the office, or what happens?
Yes, that's right. Their employment still continues. There has not been a legitimate process to result in their redundancies. And so their employment continues until this matter is resolved. Effectively, what the ERA found is that TVNZ had obligations to involve staff at an early stage of the process, to involve them throughout, and that did not occur in a way that TVNZ's own agreement said it would occur.
Right, so in looking at this ERA decision, you know, in summary, it seems to be criticising the process, not the decision per se. So what is the best you could expect out of mediation? Is it just a better redundancy package, a longer notice period, but still no job?
Well, the nature of mediation is that we enter into it in good faith and with open mind. So I just need to be a little bit careful about not specifically saying, you know, exactly what we would expect from that. We have
but
to go
theoretically,
and
given that the decision seems to be criticising the process and not the decision, theoretically, what potentially could be options?
Oh, well, look, anything could be options there. There's a recognition that from staff, actually, that things at TVNZ probably do need to change in the future. We've always been open to that conversation. The key thing that we're saying, and that this ruling affirms, is that TVNZ needs to sit down with its staff and work that through, not to dictate it, which is largely what's happened in this case.
I found it interesting that apparently executives had discussed axing the shows in a conversation in December 2023, but when did the staff find out that that was a potential proposal?
Oh, well, that's right. Staff only found out about this in early March of this year when they were invited to a meeting. And that really is the crux of this issue. The collective agreement requires the company to engage with staff, to share information with them, to work problems through with them, and to do that from an early stage of developing potential solutions. And actually, they had critical information that they did not share with staff when the agreement said they should have. I mean, this is basic in a sense. If you have an agreement with someone that says that you're going to work something through in a particular way, you need to follow it. And TVNZ did not follow it in this case, and the ERA has affirmed that.
The ERA has highlighted the fact that the clause in the contract, which they have breached, is an uncommon provision. I'm wondering, when you go back into negotiations for the collective contract, might you struggle to keep it?
Well, the ERA's right there. There is a particular requirements in the TVNZ collective agreement. They are different from that in many other collective agreements. But for goodness sake, TVNZ signed off this new agreement in the middle of last year. So it's not news to them. They've put their own name to this, and it's their own agreement in as much as it's the agreement of the workers. We'll see what happens in collective agreement negotiations. But our union members at TVNZ, of course, are determined to retain an agreement which gives them a right and ability to engage with the company and develop solutions. You know, this dispute is actually proof of the value of being a union member. It means that you have a say, it means that you can protect your rights, and in cases like this, it means that you can win.
So, intermediation next week, how long is that set down for, and is there a time frame for a resolution?
That's not yet determined. We will be reaching out, we are reaching out to TVNZ. We would like to meet as soon as we reasonably can. We've been trying to sit down with TVNZ for quite a long time to have a discussion about this. And we wished it didn't come to legal action as it did. So we'd like to sit down, try and come to the mutually agreeable outcome that the authority has said that we should try and seek, because we want a sustainable future for TVNZ. We don't want to be in the courts. We don't want to be dealing with botched processes. We want to sit down and engage. We know that there are big issues to be worked through, but let's have staff being a part of that to come up with the best solutions. That's what we hope to achieve.
How are the staff, Michael?
Oh, well, look, this has been an incredibly disruptive period for staff over the last few months. So a lot of mixed emotions, but they're obviously really happy about this outcome. They have an expectation that their agreement is respected. That's about showing respect for them as workers. They have a desire to work with the company to develop solutions and find a better future, and they want to do that. And frankly, they're feeling proud to be union members who have stuck together in a really difficult situation to assert their rights and have a say.
Appreciate you joining us. That is Michael Wood, Air 2 negotiator there, talking about the Employment Relations Authority ruling against TVNZ. They're headed into mediation.